In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. College classes are starting back up. You can tell by the sales on dorm furniture at Target. And at some of the country's most selective campuses, more low-income students than ever are joining the freshman class. Elite colleges have been under pressure to do a better job recruiting these high-achieving kids. And some have. Vassar College in Poughkeepsie is one. It has the reputation of being among the most diverse selective colleges, despite starting 150 years ago as a school for rich white Protestant girls. But now that more low-income students are at the school, Vassar's trying to do a better job of making them feel at home. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Gabriel Ramos remembers the first time he felt out of place at Vassar College. He was in his dorm talking to a fellow student about high school.
He was like, yeah, so I had to do a project on the Holocaust. So my mom was like, let's go to a Holocaust museum. So we flew to Europe and then, you know, we toured a couple Holocaust museums and I really was ready to do my project.
Gabe did not grow up in the kind of family that could just jet off to Europe to do field research for a high school project. His mom worked as a bus driver. His dad moved from job to job. Neither parent went to college.
I was like, okay, you are very different from me.
But there are a lot more students with backgrounds like Gabe's than there used to be at Vassar. Over the past 8 years, the financial aid budget has doubled. 60% of students now receive aid. But that means 40% come from families that can afford to pay full price, more than $63,000 a year. And at the beginning, the divide was stark.
What our students were telling us is that they felt that they didn't belong.
Benjamin Lotto is the dean of studies at Vassar.
They were great students. They graduated, they did good work, they got good grades, but they weren't happy here. They felt like the school was for someone else.
Those students pushed the college to make changes, and the transitions program was born.
If we could just start this off the way that we should, please just clap it up for yourselves. Welcome to the class.
Now in its sixth year, Transitions is a pre-orientation program for low-income, first-generation, and veteran students. They arrive on campus several days before the rest of the freshman class, almost 2 weeks before classes start. At the welcome dinner for students and their families, they're told over and over that they belong here.
This is your Vassar. This institution is not a gift to you. You are a gift to us.
Students learn about all the different support services on campus. There are workshops on financial aid and career development and tutoring. And there are lots and lots of opportunities for students to bond with each other. They tour the city of Poughkeepsie and go bowling together. Louis Inoa, who runs the program, was the first in his Dominican family to go to a four-year college.
I liken it to a little bit of like, Miracle-Gro. Transitions is just important to kind of give them a head start with some of those, the necessary relationships.
The program, along with Vassar's recruiting efforts, has won the college accolades. Last spring, it received a $1 million award from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation for its success in attracting and graduating low-income students. Vassar president Catherine Bond Hill says low-income students are graduating at the same rate as students overall.
Which is, I think, a very important measure of success because the advantages of going on to higher education come from actually getting the degree.
But for this new crop of transition students, it's a long way to graduation. In a session called Counseling and Self-Care, they're encouraged to take advantage of the college's mental health services.
So the first thing we want you to remember the counseling service is we are free, right? So free.
Money is out in the open in these sessions. Part of helping low-income students fit in is recognizing that they can't afford a lot of extras. Junior Gabriel Ramos, the student who told the Holocaust Museum story, says that can make for some awkward situations, like when some of his friends were planning a trip to Mexico for spring break.
I'm like, y'all can go. It's fine. Go to Mexico. But I'm not going to go. And there's been other times where people are like, let's go out to dinner. I'm like, I got to pay my phone bill. So yeah, those moments do happen.
Then there are deeper insecurities. Incoming freshman Catherine Hernandez was a top student at her vocational high school in Las Vegas. Even so,
my biggest fear is not like meeting up to the rest of like the intellectual expectations like everybody around me. So sometimes I'm afraid just that because I don't have the natural aptitude to do things that I'm not going to measure up.
That's a pretty common feeling among first-generation college students. It's known as imposter syndrome. To build confidence, students get a dry run in the classroom.
Here is a reading guide to help you make your way through the chapters.
They spend a few days taking mini classes taught by professors who were first-generation college students themselves. Along with the reading assignments and homework, sociology professor Erindira Rueda takes her students through an exercise called Common Ground. They stand in a circle, and students step to the center if they share something in common.
Common ground if you grew up translating for your family. What sorts of things did you translate?
Forms, exoterms.
Freshman D'Angelo Mori was one of the students to step forward. He grew up in South Carolina. He was one of just a handful of Hispanic kids in his mostly white high school.
I'm pretty excited. I thought, you know, there was only a few of us, but I'm very surprised to see that there are other people like me, because all my life I felt very alone.
He wasn't the only student who was surprised to realize he had to make his way to an elite campus in the Hudson Valley to feel like he finally fit in. In Poughkeepsie, New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.